a spout to it. You might use it for boiling tea. What would you call something like that?
Tea kettle.
Do people still have those?
Sure.
Yeah, some people do.
Well, what would people around here call a container that you use for putting cut flowers in?
Vase.
It all depends where you're at. We would say a vase. On Fifth Avenue, a vase.
Just have to watch where you
That's
are.
That's right, Dad. No cuss words.
Well, what about the names of the common, ordinary utensils that you use when you're eating a meal?
Knife, fork, spoon, salt spoon.
The knives and forks and things like that are called flat.
That's the general term for it. I see. Well, say, after you've eaten a meal and you're cleaning the dishes, after you've washed the dishes, what do you say you do when you pour water over them to get the soap suds off?
Rinse them. Rinse.
Just say rinse the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody say scald them?
Yeah, that's when you want to
take the tea kettle and get it boiling.
That's if you got somebody you don't know whether sanitary or not when you scald.
You scald the things, particularly if there's sickness in the house, say, and you had a contagious disease or something. We scald. What do you scald things a lot of times?
I don't scald anything. I rinse them in the water.
Anyway, scalding is a good way.
Scalding is usually used in that sense, you know, like sickness.
Next, they'll carry on.
No, that's the truth. It kills germs.
But it's pretty the same operation.
Scalding hot water.
Well, what do you call the cloth that you use when you wash the dishes?
Dishcloth.
Dish towel.
That's the word. Dish towel.
Well, is there one that you use that's about hand size for washing your face when you're taking a bath?
It's washcloth.
Washcloth.
Isn't it?
Well, in your kitchen, right over your sink, when you turn on the water, you know the thing that the water comes out of?
Spigot?
You call that a spigot.
Yeah.
Now, if it were out in your yard, you know.
Faucet.
It's a faucet then. Well, you've probably seen some of these portable water containers. People might say if they're working out on the highway somewhere, they take along some water. There's usually a thing that the water comes out of that you can press or something.
Yeah, like
that. What would you call that?
I'd call that a faucet or a spigot.
I see.
It's the same thing on a keg of beer as a spigot.
Right. You mentioned that you had pretty cold winters around here. Do you ever have any trouble with your pipes during cold weather?
Yes, they freeze occasionally.
They
burst.
They burst. They do.
Yes.
I see. Still on talking about containers and that sort of thing. Are you familiar with anything that's shaped like a barrel except smaller? I think nails used to be shipped out.
Yeah, a nail barrel.
Is that what you call it?
That's what we used to call it. Keg. Keg of nails.
I see.
Yeah, keg.
I see. And that's smaller than
that. I think keg is commonly used.
I see.
A barrel is much larger, like 50 gallons or something like that. But I think a keg is more